here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thank you. And that was the Jesper Lundgaard Trio, recorded in Copenhagen back in 2004. The wonderful bassist Jesper Lundgaard on bass, and his guitarist on that, Niklas Knudsen, and the tenor saxophonist Hans Ulrich. Watch What Happens. Before that, we heard from a nice trio, the Dotto Moroni Trio, featuring Dotto on piano, Peter Washington, the bassist, and the great Jimmy Cobb on drums, and we heard them play a tune that Mr. Moroni wrote in homage to his great hero, Ahmad Jamal, entitled Jamal. And we opened the show tonight with a nice arrangement of The Thrill Is Gone, featuring the great vocalist Denise Donatelli, along with some friends, including the pianist and arranger Tom Garvin. A nice recording of The Thrill Is Gone. Up next, one of Virginia's own. This is Mary Ann Redman from her album Compared to What? And this is I'm Gonna Love You Come Rain or Come Shine, Miss Mary Ann Redman.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't that be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't that be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny,
at you, and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's the old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, I wanna croon, I wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Marian, for that timely message. And music education takes place right here at the wonderful University of Richmond. And hope you're enjoying the music. Thanks for tuning in tonight. This is the Cool Jazz Set. In case you have just tuned in, I'm your host, Paul Pierce. We are here every week at this time playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. And I hope you will enjoy tonight's selections. We just heard a nice recording by the wonderful vocalist Ann Hampton Callaway, who is here just a few weeks ago, did a nice performance. And she will be back in March of this next year performing with the Richmond Symphony, the Barbara Streisand Songbook. So you'll want to be there for that. And I'll let you know more about it when time gets a little closer. But this is from an album she did a few years ago entitled After Hours. And that featured a number of really fine players. Kenny Barron on piano, Jay Linhart the bassist, and Randy Breckett, that nice trumpet work on that. And Hampton Callaway, That Old Devil Moon. And before that, we heard the ageless jazz icon Ahmad Jamal from his album I Remember Duke, Hoagie, and Strayhorn. We heard him perform Do Nothing Until You Hear From Me, and that featured his bassist Ephraim Wolfolk on the Telarc Jazz label. And the first of the threesomes we just played was tenor saxophonist Harold Floyd Brooks, better known as Tina Brooks, 1974 on the Blue Note record label. Tenor saxophonist. And then Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Kenny Drew, pianist Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And we heard his arrangement and his composition, Back to the Tracks. Well, here's a brand new release from my good friend Bill Charlotte. He's got a new trio album, Notes from New York, and he was nice enough to get me a copy of that. And this is Bill on piano, Peter Washington, the bassist, Kenny Washington on drums, and I'll Remember April. Thank you. Mr. Bill Charlap and his trio from his new album entitled Notes from New York, and that's on the Impulse record label if you'd like to check that out. Notes from New York, the Bill Charlap Trio. He has a lot of really fine recordings out, and we have featured him on our show many times. Well, we'll finish this first set with something very special. My lovely and beautiful little granddaughter, Miss Linnea, is coming to visit with her family, and they'll be here next week. And she is just as smart and beautiful as she can be, and this is her favorite song. So, sweetheart, this is for you, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. The Glenn Miller Orchestra.